Everything is possible in our lives, but we are 100% responsible for what our life looks like. 100%. So if you're looking at your life and you don't have something that you want, or it's not as harmonious, or something is missing, and I don't just mean external life, I mean internal as well. So we're talking about us on the inside. How are you experiencing life? If you're experiencing life that, oh, it's such a hardship, or it's such a chore, or, well, life is great, but I just have to work so hard and earn it. Whatever our issues are, they are projected to external reality, but we are 100% responsible for what the life looks like. You are the creator of your life. Remember that chain we talked about of how creation happens? From the broadcast perspective, in the very first week, we talked about how it's your identity that broadcasts, which then creates different beliefs or stories, which then produces different thought patterns, which those produce different emotions, different emotional responses to reality, which then produces the external reality itself, the environment we live in. Now, that external environment is external to identity. So your body is still sort of an external reality, external environment to the soul. So put your body into that category as well. So whatever state of health you're in, or how much vitality you have, or how connected you are to your internal core self, or to your heart, or to your spirit guides, or how much money you have, or what kind of relationship you're having, or what you believe you can or cannot do, what do you think you need to do or be or have, whatever, in order to get to something else? Whatever those limitations are, the entire chain, we are responsible for. Nobody else. There are no circumstances or, well, it's just my karma, or it's just this way, or I was not brought up this way, or I just don't have the parameters for it. Short of like physical stuff, like let's say if you don't have the voice to sing, like I said before, pretty much everything else, if you are 100% responsible for it, you can modify it. That's a good news, because that means you are fully creator of your life, so you can create a different life or modify some parts of your life. If you're noticing you're having something in your life that you love, you can amplify that. If you're noticing there's some areas in your life that you want more of, you can create them or amplify them. So we are the creators, and we're responsible for that entire chain that I just described, not only parts of it. So when people think of it from the standpoint, well, you know, I'm a good person, I give a lot, I support people, I'm very kind, and I'm very compassionate, I care so much, so why don't I have any money? Or why is my relationship not happening? Why do I not like have the person I want in my life, and so on? It's not because of what you do that then didn't produce it. That's what we talked about in the previous video. Those two things are separate. You do because you choose to. And this is something that universe gives to balance that, and then your job is to receive, be the third point that brings that in. Now, if we're talking about here with the responsibility, we're talking about responsibility for the whole chain. So are you responsible for your emotions? Well, if a negative emotion happens and you let yourself be in it, you're not. If you have a negative thought, like, oh, I'm just not good enough, there's a thought and then there's emotion that goes with that thought. If you're letting yourself actually entertain that as a reality, like, okay, that means I'm actually not good enough, and then feel bad about yourself, and then have a pity party and all that stuff, and then eventually, maybe 3 weeks later, drag yourself out of that, that's not being responsible for your broadcast, because during those 3 weeks, you were broadcasting scarcity. If we want to create abundance, it cannot be a staccato kind of a broadcast when sometimes we're in abundance, sometimes we're in scarcity. We must be in abundance all the time. And the way to do that is we must be responsible for what we are generating within our own system all the time. So look for your emotions. Look at the negative ones that show up, and then look at what you do when they show up. Do you let them just be there? Do you try to ignore them? That doesn't quite work either, because we're just essentially saying, ah, that's not happening, and then like saying affirmation. I'm great. While internally, we're feeling not so great, right? That doesn't work. That's override. Or if, let's say, you're actually believing it, and then I'm bad, everything is bad. Or I'm angry, or I'm frustrated, or I'm lost. I just don't know the answer. That's like such a common one. I just don't know what to do. Well, be resourceful, figure it out, right? This idea of I don't know what to do, it's a story. If you're not somehow mental capacity diminished, which let's say you're not, well then everything else, of course you can figure it out. And if you yourself can, you can find somebody else who might have the answer. But either way, you're never stuck. So when we start to think that we're stuck, it's an illusion. It's when we have some sort of a story that's like a wall that we're bumping into, but we're not willing to make that story not true. So then because we're making the story true, we end up running into a wall thinking that the wall is really there, when the wall is self-created. And the same goes for any kind of a scarcity, any kind of a lack. Anytime you end up in a belief that I can't something, there is a story that is entertained as truth. And as long as we keep that story as truth, we can't move on. Because this is how we create, right? If this is where the problem is, can you see? Yeah. So here I am, let's say, right? And I'm trying to do to make this different. Why would it be different if I'm on the same level? Nothing would change. So I would then have to actually go up, like my identity would have to go up and up and up and up and up. Now from that place, I can create a different something, right? So when we're right here and we refuse to change the identity, we cannot change our environment. We believe it to be true. So the refusal to change identity, that's what I was saying in the previous videos when I was talking about excuses. So watch that one again. Excuse is something that we justify our limitation with. We believe the limitation, so identity has the limitation, then we created this limitation story, then we justify the limitation story by our behavior, then we feel limited, and then the whole chain repeats again and again, only to prove us that we are, the identity really is limited. But the entire chain is self-created. We are unlimited beings. Anything is possible. 100% of everything, 100% of the time. And ideally within the parameters of your three top abundance personalities. So from that standpoint, if you look at what you are responsible for and how you are generating a flow of energy within your life, you will notice where there is a detour. Anytime you're having an emotion and you're letting yourself be there, even though you know it's not harmonious, anything limiting is made up. Every single thing that is limiting is made up. Do you get that? Every single limiting thing is made up. So if you're having a limiting feeling, limiting emotion, that's because there's some limiting thought which comes from some limiting story or belief about reality which goes into some part of your identity in that moment is limited by choice. And you're the creator of it, so you chose to limit yourself. So track that chain back and say, ooh, okay, who do I have to be in order to not have that limitation? Not how do I change it, as in, like, within the same parameters, but who do I have to be? Like, oh, here I'm feeling so bad about myself because I just don't feel good enough. So that's an emotion. What kind of a thinking am I having? Oh, I'm comparing myself with other people, and then I just don't see like I'm good, so they're much better. So, okay. Now, what story is that connected to? Probably something from much earlier on in your life. Chances are something happened maybe in school or whatever. Maybe you were a different kind of learning type, you know, and whatever the other kids were learning and the way you were learning was different. And then you felt that, well, they're faster at this and I'm slower. Maybe you were more sensitive than the other kids. Maybe in your family, everybody were a certain way and you were a different way. Whatever it is that then translated that experience into the identity that I'm not good enough because I cannot do it like other people. So then that identity creates this whole chain of events that right here ends up as an emotion of I'm not good enough. Now, we change that by going back here and say, okay, I choose right now to say that I'm a spark. I'm a divine spark. I am good enough by definition of who I am. So who do I have to be? A divine spark. Guess what? Divine spark is going to be way higher frequency identity than the one that we're having the limitation, right? It's not that, oh, I'm the limited me from the childhood who had these issues and now somehow I'm going to like pretend I don't have the issues. No, that identity will still have that wound, which is how the lower self forms and then creates the stories. So that doesn't go away. But what we need to do though is stop being the lower self. Go up, go to the penthouse of yourself where the soul lives. Now from that place, your divine spark, your unlimited potential. And that is absolutely worthy of everything because it is. It's enough by definition. It's essential part of the puzzle. Now all it's going to do is just explore reality and learn something and then show to the world who it is. Now from that, there's a very different story. There's a very different thought. There's a very different emotion. And suddenly you don't feel not good enough. You actually feel excited or you feel joyful or free or whatever the experience is. So that's how we change this pathway. So the entire chain we are responsible for. And in the previous part, I talked about changing more of your actual external environment. And now we're going to go more into changing the emotion.